FDG PET-CT, performed as a combined single examination, revealed that in this patient the disease was more extended than expected. Such more accurate staging led to exclude surgery as the initial approach to this locally advanced cancer with locoregional lymph node metastasis. It should be noted that vulvar cancer is more frequent in middle-lower countries, where access to PET-CT technology is suboptimal, than in high-income countries. Therefore, no enough large-scale randomized clinical trials have been conducted to firmly establish the role of FDG PET-CT on clinical outcome of patients with vulvar cancer. This explains why the use of a PET-CT scan in these patients can currently be defined as potentially appropriate at best. For example, staging or evaluation of recurrent disease, if not simply inappropriate, diagnosis, follow-up, or radiotherapy planning.